Fiscal 2013 was a blockbuster year for military recruiting. With the exception of the Army Reserve and Army National Guard, each service component met or exceeded its goals, and DoD says it brought on board the highest quality group of new military members ever, both in terms of test scores and education. The department's current benchmark is to have 90% of new recruits enter active duty with a high school diploma. Last year, it was 99.6%. But military officials say their eyes are wide open to the fact that the favorable recruiting environment won't be around forever. The factors that make it favorable are changing, mainly the youth unemployment rate, which dropped to 13.5% in December. Brigadier General Gina Grosso is Director of Force Management Policy for the Air Force.
A weak economy in recent years, coupled with a talented and adequately resourced recruiting force, produced the highest quality recruits in Air Force history. However, we recognize this trend will be unsustainable as the economy continues to improve and competition to draw recruits from the small, qualified talent pool who are alarmingly less inclined to choose military service as a career increases dramatically.
None of the military services see any immediate signs that recruiting will get harder in 2014, but they are seeing what could be some leading indicators of future difficulties. For example, future soldiers are entering the Army through the Delayed Entry Program, an avenue in which new enlistees commit to serve but don't enter boot camp right away. Major General Thomas Siemens is the Army's Director of Military Personnel Management.
And we see that kind of as a canary in the coal mine in terms of warning about a tough environment ahead. If you were to go back in time about a year ago, we would have had almost half our mission in the delayed entry program. If you look at it now, it's about a third, so it's going down, which is one of the things we're looking at. In terms across the board, we do fairly well with our medical professionals coming in. One of the challenges we have is the cyber piece. As we try and grow the Army cyber force, making sure we have the right soldiers with the right skill set in that area.
And in the Navy, while the quality of its new recruits is still very high, test scores are beginning to dip compared with the past few years, says Rear Admiral Annie Andrews, the commander of Navy Recruiting Command.
Last year saw a slight decline in recruit quality, which, while still well above DOD and Navy standards, bear watching for leading indicators. We remain committed to sustaining recruit quality as a means of maintaining our technological edge.
The military's recruiting chiefs are also somewhat concerned about the impacts of sequestration to their missions. The fertile ground for new recruits since the beginning of the Great Recession has let them do their jobs without plowing huge amounts of money into funding recruiters and paying for expensive advertising and marketing campaigns. As those demands increase, it's unclear whether the budgetary resources will be there to support them.
In general, the pace of economic growth, coupled with high unemployment, has contributed to a favorable recruiting market, permitting a proportional reduction in recruiting resources. As the economy continues to improve and the recruiting environment becomes more challenging, we must continue to adequately source recruiting efforts to continue meeting accession goals. As long as Navy recruiting is funded, consistent with the President's budget requests, I am confident that we will not experience any insurmountable difficulties in marketing and advertising. Sustained recruiter training and high-quality recruiting force are meeting accession requirements for high demands, low-density rating. As private sector career opportunities increase, use of incentives such as enlisted bonuses will help attract recruits with the characteristics necessary for Navy service as means of getting the right sailor with the right skills to the right place at the right time.
Military recruiters also need to contend with some structural challenges in the U.S. population of potential recruits that haven't been as apparent during the economic downturn. About 75% of 18 to 24-year-olds are ineligible to enlist in the military because of health issues, weight issues, criminal histories, or other factors. And DoD's market research is showing that fewer and fewer young people see military service as an attractive option. In 2004, data from the Joint Advertising and Market Research Studies Program found that 63% of DoD's target market thought that the military offered an attractive lifestyle. Last year's survey data showed that figure had dropped to 40%. Likewise, the number of people in their teens and 20s who thought the military would help them earn money for college dropped by almost 20 percentage points over that same period. Major General Mark Berlakis is the commander of Marine Corps Recruiting Command.
You know, the 30-some million 17- to 24-year-olds that we have out there, by the time you get all the way down to those that are qualified and propensed, you're down to less than a million young Americans, which means we have to work. That's an area we like to work in, But we also have to work at that qualified, not necessarily propensed. How do we get in and show them the value of service? And so that's one of the things that's very difficult for us right now, and we're continuing to work that. And the last thing I would talk about on concerns for me are dollars. Just with respect that we all understand that a decision that we make today in the recruiting effort, whether it be manpower or in dollars, can boomerang very badly a year or two from now. The lagging indicators are the things that are probably the toughest to indicate. And as the employment numbers start to get better, and we're all happy about that, those challenges are out.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.